And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations to you, your staff, and the kids on a great win last week on the road against Ord. I'm sure you were very proud of the effort that was given.
Yep, I thought our kids gave great effort and worked hard, and we overcame some turnovers, and I thought the way they finished and kept fighting and grinding, it was really good. It was a great effort from them.
Coach, you talk about overcoming some things. You had to overcome some adversity again to pick up the win. Talk about the sequence where you turn the ball over deep in your own territory, but Dominic Novak gets a big interception, gets the ball back to your offense, and then you march 75 yards for the go-ahead and ultimate winning score. Had to be really proud for the way your kids came up with that effort.
Yeah, I was really proud of our defense there. You know, turned the ball over. They responded. Ord, when Dominic got that interception, they ran a similar play before in the first half, and we talked about it at half, and Dom really played it well, and he listened and made a great play on the ball and kind of saved us there and got us out with the return and gave us an opportunity to win the game. So that was a great play by Dom and our defense for what they did there. So, and then we took the offensively. We took the ball 75 yards. Our kids got off the ball well. They blocked well. I thought we ran the ball. Our running backs ran really hard. So I thought it was a good game, and I'm proud of our kids for not quitting and not giving up and keep fighting.
Coach, we saw Zach Jackson at quarterback in the Ord game. Was that kind of the plan going in, or is that something that just kind of materialized with the way the game was playing out with him taking the pretty much the snaps at quarterback for you last week?
Yeah, I mean, we had a plan to maybe play Dom a little bit, but the way what they were doing, we felt like Zach gave us the best opportunity in that sense, and he did a good job. We had a few turnovers, but he started out strong, and we had a few turnovers, just missing his reads and winning the pole. So, but we'll get that corrected. I thought he did a really good job, really, for most of the game.
Coach, I want to take you to the defensive line for just a moment. Certainly coming into the season, the leader of that group was your son, Cal. His experience, his great talent, his strength up front. But what about the guys around him and their progression? You see this much better than I can. I'm sure that there have been teams that have been double-teaming and triple-teaming Cal yep. because they know what he can do. But talk about yep. the progression of the guys around him and how they've come along and how that can help Cal moving forward.
Yep. I think each week we play a lot of young kids, new faces, kids that never played, and they're learning every single game. Braxton Johnson's learning. Drew Ellis is learning. Devin Baum's learning. Jay Bumgardner. So those guys are all new on the front line, and they're all learning and continuing improving. We're watching film, and I think as the season continues, we just had a talk last night at practice about you got to come to practice with the idea of getting better and improving what we looked at and what we saw. And our kids responded well last night with a good practice, and we'll do the same tonight. They got to respond. They got to take the things that we talk about, that we practice, and then we just got to put it on the field. And I think those kids will continue to do that and get better, and it should open things up as they start to grow into their positions.
Coach, it's hard to believe, but we're basically at the midway point of the regular season now. What area do you think has shown the most improvement and most growth in your football team halfway through the season now?
I mean, that's kind of a hard question. I think we've gotten better in many facets. You know, I think at times our offensive line looks really good. You know, and that's they're pretty young. I think we start like four sophomores on our line, but they're getting better each week. I think our defensive line is learning. Getting better each week. Our back end, our corners, and safeties, I think they continue to get better. So I just think, and people may not see it, but as coaches, we see them every day in all these positions and where we're getting better and what we're doing. And so I don't know if I can pinpoint one spot from my side, but there's several places, you know, with the offensive line and D-line and the secondary. I think they're all getting better. And at quarterback, I think we'll just keep getting better. The more you play, the more you see Zach does there as to what teams are going to do to us, because every week it's something different. Their teams are throwing everything at us to try to stop our run game. So it's that experience. We'll just keep helping them every week.
Coach, it's really easy sometimes to lose the importance of the extra point, but they can be big. And you had a freshman step up and kick three of them for you last week. And yep. I know there's a lot more to it than just kicking it. You got to snap it. You got to hold it. You had to yep. be pleased with the way that came together for you last week.
Oh, yeah. We were excited for him. Gibbons, he did a great job. We went to practice, and he goes to line up on the other side. I go, what are you doing? I said, you're kicking this week. Oh, okay. So he comes over there, and we just give him so many tries and see how he does. You know, we give him his percentage, get like four tries, and he hit him, and I got confidence in him, and I think his confidence will just grow as we continue to do it and continue to practice it. So did a great job not letting his emotions get to him.
You've got a great test as you get to come back home this week. You get to host Cozad. It's your first district game. Cozad's off to a great start. Talk about your preparation for them and what will be the keys for the Indians coming up.
Cozad's a good team. They have a veteran quarterback, several veteran players. They got some speed at wide receivers. They got a pretty good line. So we'll have our hands full against them. We really got that quarterback. He's a threat to throw the ball, and then when he scrambles, he's a threat. So we're really going to have to play great, sound, disciplined defense if we want to stay in that game with them. So we just can't give up big plays and not let them scramble and get those first downs. We got to get off the field on third down. So, and then offensively, we got to do our thing. We got to kind of control the ball. Continue to generate first downs and just limit our mistakes offensively.
Well, Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.